podcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. Brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dreams come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrow today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experience proven and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Our attorney, John Patricek, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, and on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations, and Cruise Planners by Rusty Pettit. And, yeah, I want to welcome you into our broadcast here at Altoona High School. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Brandon Rossi. And, Brandon, we got the day two of the PIAA Southwestern Regional here. We're going to start off with a couple rounds of consolations, and then we'll head into the semifinals. It was, I'd say, overall good day yesterday for the Washington and Greene County wrestlers. Several guys that made it into the semifinals, and if they did that, they have already basically secured themselves a ticket to Hershey, which is obviously the goal of this regional. But you do want to place as high as you can. Obviously, it's nice to win a regional title, but also it does a lot for your seeding next week and when they get out the Chocolate Town.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for bringing us in here today for the 2024 Southwest AA Regional. But like you said, there was a lot of success for those Greene County and Washington County teams, most notably Bentworth. They're the second place team right now, at least when you look at team scores. Bishop McCourt in District 6, clearing away, having the most success with 102.5 points. Bentworth, though, is at second place at 49 points. You also have Burgerstown, who's having a pretty nice run here in the through the first day of regionals. Also McGuffey, just to name a couple of schools. And, especially whenever you get to those semifinals and championships, you also kind of have to look at, too, if you're wrestling in these tournaments, is trying to obtain the highest seed possible, so that way that gives you a better shake going into the state championships next week.
Yeah, and there's a couple weight classes here where we're not just talking like best wrestlers in the region, we're talking best wrestlers in the state and at some point the nation. Like, there's some of these kids, like 127 is a weight class that jumps out to me. You got Jax Forrest, who's pretty much ranked nationwide in at least the top five, if not ranked number one by national rankings. And then Chris Vargo out of Bentworth has been a stud for them for several years, and this is the year he'd like to make a run to the top of that podium. Yeah, out at Hershey as well. And then Lucas Barr, McGuffey's in there. Bracken out of United had a big win over Central Valley's Lindsay last night in the quarterfinals. Like, that is a stacked weight class. I mean, these guys, not just the best in this region, we're talking top wrestlers in the country here. And so we'll be treated to some great action, that and some other weight classes too that we'll get into later on in the day. But right now, we're going to step aside real quick, and we will be back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarahscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, welcome back. The format, yeah, there you go. Awesome. I'm back. They just had the national anthem here. We're getting ready. They have cleared the mats, and we might even get underway a minute or two early with this first round of consolations. It's technically, if you're looking at the brackets on Flow Wrestling, it's listed as the second round of consolations, but that first round that they ran yesterday was really just a pigtail round. There was one bout in each weight class. So as we get out here on the mat, let's see, do a quick survey to see if we've got some Washington counties. I think we're going to have Burgettstown over there on mat number three.
It's Darius Simmons of Burgettstown. He's taking on Aiden Replogle of Northern Bedford. And that looks to be the only Washington County that I'm seeing out on the mat right now.
Okay. They're about to get underway. And so far, hey, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed here, Brandon, but we've got the live scoring on Flow up and running. So I'll give you mat one right now. It's Owen Dluhos of Westmont Hilltop. He's taking on Archer Brewer of Laurel. It's 2-0 lead there for Dluhos in the first period. Mat number two, currently Javion Chambers got a 2-0 lead over Angelo Boni of Central Valley there in the first period on mat two. Mat three is that match between Simmons and Replogle that Brandon told you about, and they're getting underway here in a minute. Mat four, DeLon Britt of Bishop McCourt, he's trailing 2-0 to Victor Wagner of North Catholic. They are also in the first period. That is on mat four. So let's hope that this live scoring, it definitely makes our job a lot easier if they keep it going. And a quick shot there on mat number three by Replogle. He's in on the legs of Simmons and trying to come up and finish off the double leg, getting close to doing so, and he does. So double leg takedown. Gives a two-point lead to Replogle over Simmons. Nearly halfway through this first period. And he's Simmons up to his feet, but gets returned back down on the mat with a spiral ride and a half by Replogle. Now he's flattened out over there. 15 seconds to go in this opening period. These are all elimination bouts, so if in fact, these first two rounds this morning of consolations, got a win to stay in, and got to make it at least to the consolation semifinals to guarantee your spot. They will wrestle for seventh place, I believe, as an alternate. So whoever, if were to take second, if there's an injury or some sort of something that happens where one of the top six wrestlers in that weight class cannot advance to Hershey after this tournament's over, then you've got an alternate to choose from in that 7th and 8th place bout. We got a fall over on mat 4, and that was DeLon Britt of Bishop McCourt pinning Victor Wagner. That fall came in a minute and 35 seconds for Britt, so he stays alive for Bishop McCourt. Wagner from North Catholic is eliminated at 107 pounds.
So DeLon Britt moves on, and he will take on Santa Maria from Tussie Mountain, Dakota Santa Maria, the second place finisher out of District 5.
Second period action now on mat 3. Replogle started on, they started neutral here in the second period. And he dives in on the legs, and Simmons scrambling over the back, has an ankle, and his legs wrapped up around the head. He's trying to hang on to that ankle. get himself in better position here, but Riplogle trying to come through the back door and make the turn to get his second takedown halfway through the second period. Now Riplogle has his hips up. He has Simmons down. We're going to get a stalemate, and they'll restart here. 54 on the clock. Simmons needs a couple points here to tie things up. There's a shot and a stall warning on shot by Riplogle. Stall warning on Simmons, his first of the match. Riplogle in deep on that single leg. Hanging over the back is Simmons again. Aiden Riplogle of Northern Bedford came into this tournament with a 31-8 record. Simmons of Burgettstown came into the tournament 23-17.
Also over on mat 4, we just started off with Giovanni Beatrice. He has a 5-0 lead over Juniata's Joey Baumberger. That's in consolations at 121.
And end of the... Actually, no, there's 9 seconds left still. I thought it was the end of the period. They called a stalemate, so... Back on their feet here. Time winding down the second period. Riplogle still with a 2-0 lead. Head to the third now. It's going to be Replogle's choice. He's going to take down. Dlugos now with a 4-1 lead over Brua on mat 1. 9-0 lead for Chambers of Highlands over Boni of Central Valles now on mat 2. There's a shot, switch attempt here by Replogle, trying to get a reversal on Simmons. Coming around to grab the ankle as well. Simmons hanging on to the leg. Still listed in control. But Replogle working on that cross face. Getting close to getting around behind for the reversal. Unless there's a stalemate called, it looks kind of inevitable at this point. Simmons still hanging on to the leg, though. Replogle trying to get that leg free and come around behind. And now, well, there is the two. So it's 4-0 Replogle, a minute 14 to go in the match. Simmons, Burgettstown, looking maybe like he wants to hit a Peterson here, but he didn't have it, and he rolled over and almost put himself on his back. Still working on it, though, and now trying to pop his head out and maybe come out from behind and get a reversal. Needs to pop the head. Replogle has that side headlock on him. And Simmons, though, getting close to at least popping the head to get that reversal. And now he does. So 4-2 with 43 seconds to go. Going to need to turn him here, you'd think, because it's going to take a couple takedowns if he cuts him for the escape. Best chance to get those 2 points as he locks over far side cradle. And he might have that locked up. Well, he lost his grip there, so... 24 seconds to go. He comes back under the arms. So Simmons here laces the right leg of Replogle and trying to come out front maybe to work something, but Replogle just grabs hold of the leg and he can kill time there. 10 seconds to go. Simmons now throws a half in and with the wrist, and now Replogle flattens out on the mat and he is going to win this match 4-2. So Darius Simmons of Burgettstown's season comes to an end here in this opening round of consolations.
A couple of other matchups just beginning. Brady Kosick of Richland has a 2-0 lead over Burrell's Carter Thomas. That's in 114. Also in 114 over on mat number 1, Austin Kasanovic is taking on Laurel's Logan Ketzel. A couple of WPIL products over there.
Getting underway on mat 3, Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley going to be taking on Best Center's Alex Medlin. So we'll keep our focus on mat 3. Another Washington County wrestler here. Medlin went 1-1 on the night last night for the Bulldogs. Carlisle from Penns Valley, not as many bouts on his record. You see most guys here. I don't know if he was injured or what, but he came into the tournament 13-5. There's a shot on a single leg, now switching over to the double. And Carlisle trying to finish this off at Medlin, locked around the waist. Now Carlisle trying to climb up, and he's going to get the 2-point takedown. So takes the early lead, 30 seconds gone in the first period. Now trying to work on a half on Medlin.
over on earlier. We just had a technical fall for Beatrice of Derry over Baumberger of Juniata. He moves on. And now getting underway over on mat number four, Chris Gibson and Jared Geiger from Huntington and Myersdale.
Medlin, and he did get an escape at the end of that period. That's a big point. 2-1 as they head to the second. All these consolation matches have the shortened first period. It's 1 minute first period, 2 minutes for second and third, whereas in the championship bracket, it's still 2 minutes for all three periods. And they're going to start on their feet again in the second period between Medlin and Carlisle. Head-to-head tie up here between Carlisle and Medlin. There's a shot, counter shot there by both. And now back in on the shot is Carlisle again. He's trying to come around behind. Has the arm and the leg and gets the two to make it 4-1. And going to keep that bottom arm. Try to turn Medlin with it. And he's getting close to doing so. Maybe a reverse half here as well. And Medlin's in trouble. What do we got? We have stoppage. Get a call here. We've got near fall. I think they awarded two near fall to make it 6-1.
I think we got time for blood.
We do have blood time. Yeah, they're going to clean that up a little bit. For it's Carlisle, actually, that's bleeding, it looks like.
Other matches right now. Mat 1, Kasanovic of Avonworth leads 4-0 over Ketzel from Laurel. On mat 2, Brady Kostick from Richland leads Carter Thomas of Burrell 6-2. And on mat number 4, Chris Gibson up over Jared Geiger 4-2. That's Gibson from Huntington, Geiger from Myersdale. And again, the winner of Carlisle and Medlin will take on Griffin Tinsman, who was the 6th seed coming into the 114-pound brackets today. He's out of Marion Center.
Still cleaning up the blood for Carlisle. He leads 6-1 now in the second period. And now they're ready to go back on mat 3 again, so Carlisle leading and riding on top here in the second period, halfway through it. He's got the 6-1 lead on Alex Medlin of Beth Center. Up to his feet now is Medlin trying to cut away, get another escape, and he does. 6-2 with 47 seconds left. Over under tie-ups here. 28 seconds to go. Oh, throw attempt. Oh, and Carlisle took Medlin down right to his back. Matter of who was going to win that upper body tussle, and Carlisle got the best of Medlin there and takes him down with the two. It's 8-2, and now looking for the fall. He's going to get at least three near fall. He's got 5 seconds to work with here to try to get this fall, and Medlin arches to try to get off his back. We're going to head to the third. So that 3-point near fall is going to make it 11-2 in favor of Carlisle.
Mat number 2 just getting underway between Everett's Elijah Mills and Penns Valley's Jack Darlington. That's in 121.
Now on their feet here to start the third period. There's another shot by Carlisle. He pops the head. He's got another two. Makes it 13-2, and he takes Medlin to his back again. And now he's got that half in deep. Scoops the leg as well. And there's the fall. So Alex Medlin of Beth Center is eliminated from the tournament, and Carlisle Penns Valley advances in the round of consolations at 114 pounds.
Did all that he could to wiggle out of that pin, but unfortunately for him was not enough as his tournament comes to an end.
I think we can probably take advantage of there not being any Washington or Greene County wrestlers on the mats right now, so we'll step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. We'll be right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Back here at Altoona, Dusty Pettit, Brandon Rossi, and we are in the first round of consolations. We're up to 121 pounds now, so we could recap for you the 107 pounds round of consolations. We had Brewa of Laurel defeated Myers of Penns Valley 8-6. So Brewa, and then Bluehos, he will take on Bluehos of Westmont Hilltop. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong round of consolations. I got to go ahead one. So, sorry, there we go. Constellations round. Brewa defeated Bluho 6-1. Or no, all right, I'm going to start this.
I was going to say, you want me to take this one?
Yeah, I can get this one. You jump on 114 when we get up there.
All right.
Bluehos of Westmont Hilltop, a winner 6-1 over Brewa of Laurel. We had a 15-1 victory for Chambers of Highlands over Bonai of Central Valley. And then we've got Replogle of Northern Bedford, who defeated Simmons of Burgettstown 4-2. And then Britt of Bishop McCourt defeated Wagner of North Catholic with a fall in a minute 35 seconds. So in the second round of consolations at 107, it'll be Deluos versus Anderchak, Chambers versus Long, Replogle versus Tucker Main of McGuffey. And then we've got Britt versus Santa Maria. All right, you can take 114.
All right, over in 114, Kasanovic from Avonworth defeated Ketzel of Laurel by major decision, 13-0. Kosick from Richland over Thomas of Burrell, 8-3. Forfeit victory for Lucas over Jones from Cambria Heights, Lucas out of Everett. And from Penns Valley, Carlisle, the aforementioned 13-2 victory over Medlin. And that pinfall comes at 3:38. So once we get into the next round of consolations, Kasanovic out of Avonworth will take on Collins from West Green. Kostick from Richland takes on Judas from Bald Eagle. Lucas from Everett takes on United's Sombronski. And Penns Valley's Carlisle takes on Marion Center's Tinsman. And to get you up to speed right now on mat number one, Luca Rosa from Burrell and Anthony Esposito from Montour are scoreless. Elijah Mills taking on Jack Darlington from Penns Valley, who leads Everett's Mills 3-2. On mat three, Leighton Munyon takes on Trendon Willie. It's 5-4 for the Chestnut Ridge wrestler. And over on mat four, Brett Klim from Derry has a 3-0 lead over Penns Valley's Trip Watson. And we will have a Greene County matchup coming up here in just a moment. It'll be coming up on mat number one, as following Rosa and Esposito, it'll be Seth Burns of West Greene taking on Thade Mickle of Martinsburg Central.
All right.
And over on Mat 2, the next matchup will be Burgettstown's Dylan Slovic taking on Somerset's Deshaun Valentine. And that's all that I'm seeing for now for Washington Green County wrestlers at this time. So, once again, those will be on mats 1 and 2, upper left, upper right on your screen once we get there.
Crowd on hand here, as was the case yesterday at Altoona. I want to thank the athletic department here at Altoona for their hospitality and getting us set up. And second year in a row they've hosted this tournament. It's bounced around a little bit. When I started covering, which would have been maybe half dozen, six, 7 years ago for this particular tournament, it was the IUP at the Kovalchuk Center. And then coming back from after COVID, they had the first time I think they ran it was it Peters Township for 1 year, and then last year it was up here at Altoona. So I'm not sure if I'm missing a year. I know the 2021 year was a little different just simply because we had the super regionals, I know, because they were trying to keep every tournament that had eight wrestlers in each bracket mm-hmm. to limit the amount of people. So we actually, Jason and I, did the AAA super regional here. That was the year that Waynesburg won the state title in the individual and team tournament.
Matchup now getting underway over on mat 2. As we'll have a Burgettstown wrestler coming up next.
All right.
And this is, once I can pull it up, this is Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown. He takes on Deshaun Valentine of Somerset. And over on mat number 1, we're about to get started with Seth Burns taking on Thade Mickle, from Central Martinsburg. All
right. Slovic and Valentine underway here, first period. Elbow control there by Slovic. Tries to get on the leg, but now a reshot by Valentine. He's on the double. Nice counter by Slovic, though. A lot of action here in the opening 20 seconds. Over under tie-ups now. For both wrestlers, down to 23 seconds to go in the opening period, still scoreless. Slovic, the second Burgettstown wrestler on the mat this morning. Powers in here with an overhook on that left side, has elbow control, tries to shoot off of it. Valentine defends that. Still on their feet as the first period winds down. We'll head to the second scoreless.
That was pretty good action from the first minute or so between those two. Pretty fast pace, and neither of them giving an inch through the first 60 seconds.
Deshaun Valentine of Somerset came in 24-12 on the year to this tournament. Slovic entered the tournament 29-17. He goes a Slovic on top to start the second period. He comes in with a tight waist. Burns his match on mat 1. Getting ready to start, so we'll focus on mats 1 and 2 here simultaneously.
Once again, that's on the top half of your screen for the Washington and Green County faithful.
Slovic trying to bring Valentine back down with a tilt, and he's got some near fall counts coming. Dylan Slovic going to get the full complement. He'll take a 3-0 lead here with that tilt. In the second period, Burns underway now on mat 1, taking on Thade Mickle of Central Martinsburg. Now a switch attempt by Valentine. And he gets himself caught on his back. Nice job by Slovic, looking for the fall here now. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown going to at least get 3 more near fall. Actually, no, they haven't awarded those, so they're still calling this the same pinning combination. I thought that would have been awarded, but they now should award them.
Ooh. Also have a 2 takedown for Mickle over on mat 1 against Seth Burns. And there's that 3 near fall.
Yeah, and Mickle trying to reverse position here, and now he sinks in a half on Burns, and Burns is in trouble. Mickle's got 15 seconds to work for this fall. Slovic trying to turn. Now he is turning Valentine again, getting more near fall. He has a 3-0 lead on mat 2. Burns in trouble still. Might be able to fight this out. I think he's going to survive the period, but he'll be down 5-0 after doing so.
There's a 3 near fall. And Mickle pretty much had control for the entirety of the first 60 seconds. And over on mat number two, we got some points coming up potentially for Slovak. Maybe a near fall here. And there's the pinfall.
There it is. All right.
With so 2 seconds remaining in the second.
So 2 minutes and 58 seconds pin for Dylan Slovak. He will advance second round of consolations. Burns now trailing 4-0 beginning of the second period. He started on bottom here. Crossface attempt by Mikkel, looking to lock up a crossface cradle. And he's got it locked up. Now trying to take Burns over, and he does.
So Slovak advances to take on Mason Wayant of Chestnut Ridge, who is the District 5 champion. He'll be, and that'll be coming up in the next round of consolations.
And Burns in trouble here. And what do we got? Did he call the fall? I didn't hear him slap
the
mat.
Yes, he did.
Okay, I didn't hear him slap the mat. I heard the whistle. So that fall comes in a minute and 38 seconds for Thade Mikkel of Central Mountain. So Seth Burns' tournament for West Green comes to an end here in this round.
Other matchups right now. On mat one, Tristan Hawkins from Conemaugh Township taking on Bell Vernon's Giovanni Waitman. Technically not Washington County, but Bell Vernon's pretty darn close. And over on mat three, it's Dawson Lomason from Bald Eagle tied with Carter Wharton of Chestnut Ridge, 2-2. And on mat number four, Carter Putt from Indiana leads North Star's Colton Frazier 2-0.
All right. I think we're already starting to have flow issues again.
Yeah, mine's not pulling up. Over on mat two, I have Dustin Kerr from Hampton and Colton Henning from United.
Yep, and the ironically enough, mat two was the only one that stayed working the entire day yesterday.
Oh,
and
well,
right now it has stopped working for live scoring purposes. It is 2-0. Who's the wrestler in the red ankle band? Can we see that, I guess?
On mat two. That is...
United has the... Well, they're both in blue and white. Oh, so Hampton is wearing the red singlet, so that would be...
That'd be Kerr.
Dustin Kerr is leading 2-0.
Gotta love when they have the same color singlet, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if it's going to be a long day if it's if it's already... We made it at least a third of the way yesterday, I think, before they had all the malfunctions. I mean, it's typical here. This tournament, no matter what venue we're in, yeah, there are issues with flow since that is one thing that stayed consistent every time, every year I've been up here.
Well, today we lasted a whopping 23 minutes.
Yeah. Just makes it a lot harder to track everything because they don't really, they have one screen down in the gym, actually two, there's one on each side of the gym with maybe a 40-inch television that has the bout boards on it. And so there's one down here in front that's way too small for us to see that. So you kind of rely way up here from the top row on being able to see what's happening on flow. But
over on mat number one, Giovanni Waitman from Bell Vernon has a 5-0 lead over Tristan Hawkins of Conemaugh Township. Coming up next, mat one will have Nate Fleck of Phillipsburg Osceola against Jack DeMart from Quaker Valley. Mat two will have Elizabeth Ford's Lucas Boyer against Aaron Icks from Chestnut Ridge. Mat three just getting underway between Jake Wilson of Central Cambria and Tyrone's Remington Fleck. And in the hole on deck at mat four is Huntington's Eric Mikett against Mount Pleasant's Joe Longhigh.
Kerr still leading down here on mat two, and he's now got a 5-3 lead.
And now mat four is down.
Are you kidding?
That's what I see. I only see mat. Oh, there goes mat four.
Okay. Yeah, mat four starting the third period. Carter Putt leading 2-0 over Colton Frazier of Northside. Putts out of Indiana, PA. Waitman still with that 5-0 lead on mat one over Hawkins.
Got an 8-3 lead over here on mat number two for the Hampton wrestler out, Dustin Kerr. And there's the escape for Henning. Looks like we got blood time over on mat one. That's between Waitman and Hawkins with the former leading 5-0.
All right.
There's a 2 takedown for Colton Henning. 9-6 now the score. Kerr has the advantage, but a tenuous one at that. Going in the final 90 seconds.
We can recap. I'll do the recap at a 121-pound consolation match. Joey Bomberger of Juniata eliminated by technical fall to Giovanni Beatrice out of Derry. It was Anthony Esposito winning 2-0 over Luca Rosa of Burl. And then we had Jack Darlington of Penns Valley, a 5-2 winner of Elijah Mills of Everett. And then Trendon Willey of Chestnut Ridge, a 7-4 winner over Leighton Munyon out of Penn Cambria. So second round will be Beatrice versus Robertson, Esposito versus Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, Darlington versus Garshnick of United, and then Willey versus Klaus, Chestnut Ridge versus Northern Bedford. I don't think we have finished up all of 127 yet, or did we?
I think we did.
Oh, we did now, yes. Oh, we had a forfeit. That sped things along a little bit. So at 127 pounds, it was Jared Geiger of Myersdale, a 6-5 winner over Chris Gibson of Huntington. And then we had Trip Watson of Penns Valley, it's Brett Klim of Derry, a 10-4 winner over Trip Watson of Penns Valley. A fall for Dylan Slovak of Burgettstown over Deshaun Valentine of Somerset. And then the forfeit was Cameron Garcia winning by forfeit over Belfont over Lucas Fry of Bald Eagle area. So second round of consolation is going to be Jared Geiger of Myersdale taking on Don Lindsay of Central Valley. Brett Klim of Derry taking on Julian Bertucci of Burl. It'll be Dylan Slovak of Burgettstown taking on Mason Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. And then Cameron Garcia of Belfont taking on Nico Fanella of Indiana. Moving right along here, and we've got three of our mats at least cooperating on a live score.
It's still a passing grade.
It is. Yeah, it's better. Honestly, if it's going to be that way, I would take that over yesterday when we only had one out of the four working.
Oh, boy. And I was doing the PA for the WPIL Basketball Championships, and that was, I mean, we didn't have any technical difficulties, at least that I'm aware of, so...
What school were you at yesterday?
I did the championships over at the Peterson Event Center.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. I saw highlights a little bit. It looked like Moon came back and had a comeback win against Franklin Regional. I saw that one.
Yeah, that was probably the best game of the tournament, or at least of the weekend thus far. I didn't do that game. I was just a fan for that one, but it was a pretty fun game to watch, and we got another matchup getting underway on mat number two.
Yep, that is
Lucas Boyer from Elizabeth Ford against Aaron Icks of Chestnut Ridge.
Over on mat four now, it is Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant. He's taken on Eric Mycutt out of Huntington. They are scoreless 20 seconds into the first period. And it might be Longhi. I'm not sure if it's Longhi or Longhi. I don't know. I knew it at one point because
I have Longhi.
Longhi? Okay.
And I think we're done with 133.
All right.
Because Kerr, I believe Kerr got the decision victory in his matchup.
All right. Let's double check that. And if so, we'll give you that recap while we can. All right. So at 133 pounds, it was Thade Mickle of Central Martinsburg pinning Seth Burns of West Green. Then we had Dawson Lamas at a Bald Eagle area winning 4-2 over Carter Wharton of Chestnut Ridge. And then we had Carter Putt of Indiana winning 7-0 over Colton Frazier of North Star. And then The last bout was Dustin Kerr of Hampton, 11-6 win over Colton Henning of United. So in the second round of consolations, it'll be Thade Mickle of Central Martinsburg taking on Anthony Orlandini of Montour. Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle Area taking on Hunter Forcellini of Forest Hills. Carter Putt of Indiana will take on Tyler Clark of Fraser. And Dustin Kerr of Hampton will be up against Jake Stewart of Burl.
We got a 3 near fall over on mat 2 for Elizabeth Ford. That is Boyer.
Longy now has a 4-0 lead in the second period over Mycutt over on mat 4. We had another WPIL wrestler on mat 1. Jake Diemert out of Quaker Valley, scoreless against Nate Fleck of Phillipsburg Osceola. That's at 145 pounds. He's spread out between 139 and 145 now in his first round of consolations. Oh, cradle locked up for Longy, looking for the fall, and he's got it. Longy of Mount Pleasant going to advance. Micah to Huntington, second Huntington wrestler to go down here in this round.
Two points now for Boyer as he's working on Aaron Ix of Chestnut Ridge. Boyer came in as the 9th seed in the 139 bracket. Ix was the 17.
And we can probably, I think, I don't see any. We don't have any Washington County or Greene County right now, right?
So. No, I don't believe so.
All right, we'll step aside real quick here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Welcome back here to Altoona. Rusty Pettit, Brandon Rossi, and we are about halfway through the first round of consolations. Looking for some more Washington and Greene County action to come up here. Now over on mat 3, we've got Braden Laskowski of Penns Valley taking a 2-0 lead over Callio Zanella of Burl. Mat 1 is Jackson Long of Bellefonte leading 2-0 over Jalen Curtin of Moshannon Valley. They're in the first period. Mat 4, Reese Sherwood of Everest trailing 2-1 to Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. And mat 2 are one that I have to look up here because it's not working.
This is
live.
Mason Reese of Bald Eagle taking on Tucker Lindros of Richland as Lucas Boyer just got the technical fall over Aaron Ix.
All right.
So 152 on mat 1 and 45 on the other 3.
So I will recap mat or 139 now, as we can. And At 139, it was Remington Fleck with a 4-2 win over Jake Wilson of Central Cambria. Fleck's out of Tyrone. And then it was Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant with a fall over Eric Micut of Huntington. Giovanni Waitman of Belle Vernon, a 9-2 winner over Tristan Hawkins of Conemaugh Township. And the technical fall that Brandon just mentioned, Boyer over Ickes at 2 minutes and 53 seconds. Ickes out of Chestnut Ridge is eliminated. Over at the second round, it's going to look like this. Remington Fleck of Tyrone taking on Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. It'll be Longhi of Mount Pleasant taking on Swisher of Bellefont. And then Waitman of Belle Vernon taking on Burford of Highlands. And then Boyer of Elizabeth Forward taking on Wood of Somerset.
And I'm looking at the upcoming bouts, and no Washington or Greene County for this round or the next, but in the hole, so this will be in three matches. We'll have Noah Lehue of Beth Center taking on Luke Uplinger of Huntington. That'll be on mat number 2, top right corner of your screen.
All right.
But again, we'll update you when we get there. We're not quite there yet.
So this will be the first round of consolations, followed by the second round of consolations, which is going to be basically the guys who won in this round taking on guys who lost in the quarterfinals last night. And then after that round is finished, we will have the semifinals. And then we'll have another round of consolations. And then we got a headlock down here on mat number 2, looking for a fall.
I think we just had a pin on mat 3.
Right.
Between, that was Callio Zanello and Braden Lasowski.
I think it's the Bald Eagle area wrestlers. That Reese with the headlock and the 4-1 lead over Richland's Tucker Lindros. He's got that headlock pretty tight, trying to get that left shoulder down on the mat. Got a long time to work on it, but now Lindros now trying. Oh, he almost got off his bat. Now he's in trouble. Tightening things up is Reese. There's the fall. That one comes at a minute 55 seconds for Mason Reese of Bald Eagle area.
So 145 should be complete. As up next, Ben Cthulhu of Burl, WPI wrestler, taking on Maddox Sipe of Chestnut Ridge. Yeah, Reese just got the pin, so.
Yeah, they did. So, all right, we'll go down, recap it, even though the bracket's not updated yet. So, that 145, it was Braden Liskowski of Penns Valley, a 4-0 winner over Kellyo Zanello of actually, no, he won by a fall. He was up by 4 when he got the fall at 213. And then Nate Fleck of Phillipsburg Osceola was a 2-0 winner over Jack Diemert of Quaker Valley. Actually, once again, he got the fall. I'm just going to look over here on the left side. These are all falls. It was actually all 4 falls. So we had Liskowski over Zanella to fall, Fleck over Diemert as a fall. Lily of Elwood City defeated Sherwood of Everett by fall, and then most recently, Reese of Bald Eagle area getting the fall over Lindros of Richland. So in the second round, it's going to be Liskowski versus Weaver, Fleck versus Poclembo. He's out of Mount Pleasant. Lilly versus Imler, and then Reese versus Smith.
And current matchups, mat number 1, Jackson Long of Bellefont against Jalen Curtin of Mashannon Valley. That is in a blood time. Mat number 2, Ben Cthulhu of Burl leads Maddox Sipe 2-0 from Chestnut Ridge. On mat 3, Kyron Beasley leads Camden Howes by a score of 3-0. And on mat number 4, it's a 2-0 lead for Penns Valley's Ethan Federal against Southmoreland's Landon Delara. And Delara just evened the score at 2-2. Looks like he might give an escape, though, to Federal. And Delora not letting go, and he'll just force him out of bounds.
5-0 lead for Bellefont's Jackson Long on mat 1 over Jalen Curtin of Mashannon Valley. They're in the third period now at 152 pounds. Tyron Veasley of Highlands, a 7-1 leader on mat 3 over Camden Howells of Everett. They are in the second period. Veasley's got a front headlock locked up over there and is looking to get around behind for another takedown. And he does. 9-1 now, and he'll let him back up, 9-2.
Once again, Noah Lehue of Beth Center will be up next. Takes on Huntington's Luke Uplinger, assuming that this match goes the final 2:43 over on mat 2. And then following him, we'll keep it there for Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry. He'll be following Lehue on mat 2. He takes as Salvini takes on Penns Valley's Shane Rimmey.
Down on mat number 2 right now currently is Ben Catullo Burrell with a 2-0 lead over Maddox Sipe of Chestnut Ridge. Winding things down in the second period. 4 seconds to go there in the second. Beasley looking for the fall now on mat 3. Got Howells in some trouble.
Veasley was almost toying with Howells for majority of the match, looking to secure it. Now he's up 16-4 after a 3 near fall and an escape. A 3 near fall would end it on mat 3.
Oh, hell. Howells tried to throw, but kind of brought Veasley down on top. So there's the takedown, and then he'll work for that technical fall here with 1:08 to go. He's going to let him up and
now,
go from his feet.
Now on mat 1, new matchup starting. Huntington's Grady Clark takes on Albert Gallatin's Landon Conroy. Beasley can end it with a takedown. And the final 47 ticks on mat 3.
And, well, he didn't get awarded it yet. Howells is hanging on to that leg. Now he's got it. So that is a technical fall for Kyron Veasley of Highlands. He will advance 152 pounds.
And we're about 1 minute away from the Lehue matchup from Beth Center.
Grady Clark of Huntington with a 2-0 lead now over Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin.
And some more WPIL action. Beaver County versus, I'm blanking on what county Indiana's in. But anyway, it's Will Turner from Indiana against Gavin McCray of Freedom. Oh, it's Indiana County.
I was going to say, I wonder if they...
I thought it was something else for some reason. Mat 2 just about to wrap up. And it'll be a 7-2 victory.
It's Catullo, I think, with that victory.
That would be correct. Yes. So I believe we're done with 152.
I think we are, and that's going to bring up Noah Lehue, a Best Center, taking on Luke Uplinger. Recap 152 after the Lehue match.
Well, after Lehue will be Salvini from Fort Cherry.
Yeah, we'll update him after that. Then. Lehue and Uplinger underway here on mat number 2. A single leg by Uplinger. He gets in, has Lehue down on his hip. Up and Lehue trying to turn around and face him, but he's going to get taken down 20 seconds into the first period. Uplinger goes to work underneath the arms now and ties up a 2-on-1 looking for a tilt. And getting near fall is Uplinger.
What's funny is you were telling me off the air before we got on that Huntington coach was talking about the stud wrestler. Well, yeah. Uplinger proving that here with a pinfall victory in 54 seconds.
He did. He ran a bar there and turned Lehue. So Lehue's tournament, Noah Lehue of Best Center's tournament, comes to an end here at 160 pounds. That was 160 pounds, right? It was,
I believe. I'll check that here right now.
Yeah, no, that would have been 170.
172.
172. So, all right, so now down here on mat number two.
That's Anthony Salvini from Fort Cherry, Shane Remy from Penns Valley.
Bout number 224 in this tournament. Shot by Salvini, double leg. He's got the head to the outside, going to look to finish his takedown. He does. He's going to take him right to his back if Remy's not careful. Needed to bail out a little sooner, but he is going to finally flatten out. And looks like he avoided giving up any near fall.
This is a matchup, too. Salvini is coming into the tournament 29-9, whereas Shane Remy probably has one of the least experiences this season. In terms of records, he's only wrestled 15 bouts coming into the tournament and is 6-9 coming into the tournament.
So, I mean, he's got short time here, but he is going to run a bar over and get some near fall. And, oh, he got the fall right at the end of the period. So Salvini, Fort Cherry, a victory. He will advance second round of consolations. So now we can wrap up those other weight classes. That was it 152 is where we left off, I believe?
Yes.
All right. So
next is 160 and 172.
All right. At 152 pounds, it was Jackson Long of Bellefonte winning 7-0 over Jalen Curtin of Moshannon Valley. We had a forfeit where Caden McCulley was a victor. He's from United over Caleb Snyder of Myersdale. So McCulley advances.
Matt, two, we got another Washington County. It's Malachi Peak of Beth Center taking on Chase Stuckel of River Valley.
All right. Keep an eye there. So they're on their feet. Veasley.
Well, we apologize for any technical difficulties that you may have experienced. Not sure if we're on the air or not. We'll get confirmation here shortly, but we thank you for your patience as we return to action from the 2024 Southwest AA Regional. And the current matchups right now over on mat number one, it's 160 pounds. Steven Pradajna from Mount Pleasant taking on Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights. It's 2-1 for Pradajna. Mat number three, Conrad James Pensiero of Bishop McCourt leads Slayton Williams 6-5 from Southside. That's on mat number three. On mat one, it's 2-1 Predijna. And on mat number four, Dominic Fanella from Indiana leads Grant Fisher of Berlin Brothers Valley 2-0. And, of course, we've been having a little bit of some if juice with the live scoring on mat number two. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland taking on Jefferson Morgan's Adam McEnany, and it is 2-0 McEnany. Second period just getting underway. We'll turn our focus to mat number two as McEnany gets the two takedown. So McEnany up 4-0. We're about a minute and 25 seconds in. as Rusty Pettit will join us here momentarily. I'm Brandon Rossi. Thank you for joining us wherever you are.
Yeah. A little unexpected technical. I guess technical difficulties are mostly unexpected.
I mean, but you can hold on to those if you want.
All right. So we got McEnany. Which bout of Matt is he on?
He's on mat number two. He's right. Up 4-0. Just had a.
Oh, yeah,
we have a blood time on mat one.
So McEnany getting near fall on Shannon.
Blood time for Pradashda and Mount Pleasant and Marshall Eckley Road of Cambria Heights. That's 2-2.
They got three near fall there with 47 to go in the second period. He now leads 7-0. Jefferson's out of McEnany.
I believe we just had a pin over on mat number three. So the new matchup, Harrison Mama against Colton Carlson. That's Juniata versus Laurel over on mat number three. But 7-0 in favor of McEnany.
And he's in control of this bout. 20 seconds to go in the second period.
McEnany came in as the 12 seed.
Okay, Jason said we're all good.
In the 215-pound bracket, taking on Caden Shannon of Southmoreland, just behind him at 13th. So these are the 4th place and 6th place finishers in the WPIAL tournament.
3 seconds left in the second period for McEnany and Shannon, and looks like Adam's going to take the 7-0 lead in the third period.
Looks like Matt Four is out of focus, like, really bad.
Oh, yeah, it is. He got maybe bumped? I don't know.
No, there was someone stood in front of the camera and it focused on that instead. McEnany. Allows the escape to Shannon.
Is that better?
It's a lot better, yes.
All right.
So it's 7-1 McEnany. First 10 seconds of the third.
And looking with an overhook on that right hand. McEnany now switches off to the collar tie, and there's an ankle pick attempt, but reshot by McEnany. Going to look to finish off the double, and he does. 9-1 lead now for McEnany. Minute 17 on the clock as they go out of bounds. Are you able to see us on NFHS?
Is yes.
Okay. Good deal. Nice.
It's funny because I saw the...
You saw that first?
Well, I saw the bars that signals that we're off the air.
Oh.
Escape point for Shannon.
Yeah. 9-2 now, rather, with under a minute to go in regulation here with him and McEnany. So you saw that before you actually saw it.
Yes. Well, it's on a delay, too, by about 4 or 5 minutes, so...
All right, and McEnany, 37 seconds to go, is in locked up in collar ties here with Shannon, and they separate, head back to the center of the mat.
Over on mat one, Pradashda leads Ekin Road 6-3. That's Mount Pleasant's Pradashda.
Time winding down here. McEnany comes in around behind again. Could make this a major decision if he can get the mat return, but he just lets Shannon go. 5 seconds to go. So Adam McEnany from Jefferson Morgan going to advance in the round of consolations with a 9-2 victory over Caden Shannon out of Southmoreland. So that Scotty's tournament will come to an end. Mount Pleasant's Pradashda is up 6-4 over Ekin Road of Cambria Heights. Now 6-6 with a reversal for Ekin Road.
Up next on mat two, a pair of non-WPIL squads. It's Lane Piper of Juniata taking on Landon Erdman from Huntington. After that match, we'll have JM's Mason Sisler taking on Keaton Hale of Bedford.
All right. Let's go ahead and step aside real quick here. pick up where we left off with those.
I got
spots.
It.
You got it. Awesome.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back here on GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
All right, back here at Altoona High School, Rusty Pettit, Brandon Rossi, and we are winding down. We're getting got a couple weight classes left here at the first round of consolations this morning here at the Southwest Regional for the PIAA Wrestling Championships. And Eckenrode of Cambria Heights, a winner in sudden victory with a takedown over Stephen Pradajna of Mount Pleasant. So Pradajna's tournament will come to an end for the Vikings.
Up next, we have Andrew Weaver of Tyrone taking on Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon in 189 pounds.
I'm going to finish wrapping up, I guess, 152 before Sister Smith. So in the second round of consolations, it's going to look like this for 152. Jackson Long of Belfont's going to take on Alex Willie of Riverview. Caden McCulley of United will take on Rudy Brown of Burgettstown. Kyron Veasley of Highlands will wrestle Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, and Ben Catullo of Burrow will take on Alan Danner of Hampton. And I think we can wrap up 160 as well.
We can wrap up that and probably 172.
Well, let's do it. All right. So for 160, it was a 5-2 win for Ethan Federoff of Penns Valley over Landon Delara of Southmoreland. It was a 10-8 victory for Grady Clark of Huntington over Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin. It was 11-2 victory for Will Turner of Indiana over Gavin McCray of Freedom. And finally, the match we just mentioned, Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights, 8-6 winner in sudden victory over Stephen Pradajna of Mount Pleasant. So in the next round, it's going to be Ethan Federoff of Penns Valley taking on Ezra Masood of Tussie Mountain, Grady Clark of Huntington taking on Andrew Mardula of Penn Cambria, Will Turner of Indiana taking on Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan, and Marshall Eckenrode of Cambrian Heights taking on Logan Baker of Somerset. And are we able to wrap up 172 yet?
Yep, I believe so.
All right, there we go.
Knock on wood, but things moving along swimmingly through the first half of consolations.
At 172 pounds, it was a fall for George Campbell of Glendale over Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. Another fall for Luke Uplinger of Huntington over Noah Lehue of Best Center. And another fall for Dominic Fenella of Indiana or over Grant Fisher of Berlin Brothers Valley. And a default, winner by default, was Dylan Stevens of United over Isaac Lasinski of Burl. So in the next round of consolations at 172, it's going to be George Campbell of Glendale taking on Braden Taggart of Bentworth, Luke Uplinger of Huntington taking on Corey Marsalko of Forest Hills, Dom Fenella of Indiana taking on Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt, and Dylan Stevens of United taking on Colton Huffman of Conemaugh Township.
Looks like Matt Ford got bumped a little bit, camera-wise.
Yeah. All right. Let's get that refocused. Let me know. Are we good?
A little bit more. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, current matchups right now, we got 189 on mat one. Andrew Weaver and Austin Hoffman.
Actually, I'm make that more stable.
There's no score. Mat number two. Juniata's Lane Piper against Huntington's Landon Erdman. On mat three, we got 215 pounds. Ryvan Audi trails Albert Gallatin's James Standish 2-0. And on mat number four, no score between Laurel's Casey Wilson and Forest Hills' Lucas DeLoach. That's our first heavyweight bout of the day over on mat number four.
Try to widen out the base a little bit so maybe it would be a little bit more stable there. We're, if you saw how our cameras were set up, we kind of made the best out of a interesting situation, to say the least.
I always joke with Jason every time I work with him that if you want to work for Green Sports, you got to have more than just broadcasting experience. You got to know how to, you know.
Yeah, problem solve.
MacGyver some things together.
Yeah. Oh, you never know, too. Like I said, just this tournament alone, in the past 6-7 years has been in 4 different venues at least. I might be missing one, but I know it was IUP, Peters Township, here, and I feel like, three, I guess.
I was going to say, I don't know where else they would have them other than...
It used to be the Johnstown War Memorial originally.
Okay.
That's where this was for a very many years. And then it went to IUP, to the Kowalczyk Center. And then after COVID started, they had the 1 year at Peters Township, and then they've been up here for the last couple years.
Well, at least in District 6, Altoona probably has the premier high school sports facilities.
Yes. Well, we got a ball here on mat two, it looks like, or close to it.
Not yet.
Landon Erdman of Huntington looking for a fall over Lane Piper of Juniata. And he's going to run out of time. He's going to take a 6-1 lead. Actually, that might be it. 6-1 victory, maybe? Or they...
Extra
that
time.
Was in tiebreakers.
Tiebreaker.
That was in tiebreakers. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're going to score in a tiebreaker, 5 points is pretty good. So it's now 6-2, but we're in the second tiebreaker, and we got a 4-point deficit for Lane Piper of Juniata here.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Erdman can just kind of ride out this time, and as long as disaster doesn't strike and doesn't get a 3 near fall, then, well, this is pretty much secured.
Yep. Down 7 seconds to go.
We'll keep it on mat two because up next we have Mason Sisler from JM taking on Bedford's Keaton Hale.
That'll do it. Erdman, your winner in sudden victory, 6-2 over Piper from Juniata.
And up next on mat one, we'll have a Wash High wrestler with Jill Wilson coming up against Carlinton's Henry Barbish. And as of now, that's all I'm seeing for Washington and Greene County.
All right, so Mason Sisler, Jefferson Morgan taking on Keaton Hale of Bedford. 285-pound bout underway at number two.
I think we have an injury time on mat one as training staff tending to Andrew Weaver of Tyrone. Weaver has a 2-1 lead over Hoffman.
Hale changing levels out here a bit on Sisler. Sisler comes in and ties up. Collar tie. Under 30 seconds to go in the first period here. Scoreless between Hale and Sisler.
Sisler was the 5th place finisher of the WPIAL, Barbish the 4th, but Sisler got the higher seed. He was the 9, Barbish was the 12 coming into the tournament.
Sisler with the over-under tie-up now as time winds down. We're going to head to the second period scoreless here at 285 pounds. Sisler trying to become the second Jefferson Morgan Rocket to advance out of this round of consolations. Adam McEnany did just a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I kept saying it was Henry Barbish, but he's going to be wrestling Joe Wilson over on mat number one. Mason Sisler taking on Keaton Hale.
Sisler starts the second period on bottom and immediately chopped down on the left side here by Hale. Comes up under the arms. Rolling up the wrist here is Hale trying to put it on the back of Sisler, maybe run a bar. Sisler bellied out right now. He's trying to post up that leg and not get turned. Minute and a half to go.
Matt Three, we're starting our second round of consolations as Javion Chambers of Highlands taking on Wyatt Long from Bellefont.
2-on-1 tie-up for Hale over Sisler. Still working on that left arm is Hale. Now comes out front, wants to turn him the other way, and he's got Sisler in some trouble. Mason Sisler going to his back. Hale has a half in and has the arm as well, and he's got the fall. So that fall comes at 2 minutes and 12 seconds for Hale of Bedford. Mason Sisler's tournament for Jefferson comes to an end here in this first round of consolations.
Up next, we have Washington County on mat number two. Tucker Main from McGuffey taking on Aiden Replogel of Northern Bedford as we wrap around and head back to the second half of consolations on mat number two.
Tucker Main went 1-1 on the day yesterday, looking to advance here and keep alive in the wrestlebacks. Got to make it into the top six to make it to Hershey.
And on mat one, Andrew Weaver up 4-1 over Austin Hoffman. And that'll be a decision victory for Weaver.
All right, so keep an eye down there as Wash High wrestler coming up, their lone representative.
Joe Wilson taking on Henry Barbish of Carlington. Talk about Barbish being the 12th place finisher, or 12th seed, rather, in this heavyweight bracket. Joe Wilson, the 13th seed. This is the 4th versus 6th place finishers in the WPI AL.
Single leg by Replogel in on Main. Main over the back now, trying to grab an ankle, locks around the waist. Replogel trying to come around. A quick stalemate call.
If you're looking at seeding, Tucker Main has the higher seed. He's the 10, despite being a 4th place finisher in the WPI AL.
Single leg by Main, head to the outside. Shin Whizzer fighting that off is Replogel, and now Main elevates and switches to the double leg. Wanting to step over that bottom leg to secure this too. He's getting close. Now gets his hips up. And hanging on to the leg is Replogel.
Joe Wilson just
and
picked
another
up a
stalemate.
Joe Wilson just picked up a takedown too, as he shoves Barbish out of bounds over on mat one. I'll keep an eye on that.
All right. Still scoreless here, 15 seconds to go. There's another single leg shot by Main. This time he switches off, wanting to maybe do a fireman's carry because he's got the elbow as well. Comes in deeper, tries to elevate, needs to pop this head here. Comes around, he's got the two-point takedown. Late score with 1 second left on the clock, and Maine will take a 2-0 lead in the second period.
Wilson trying to pin down on Barbish. Final 10 seconds of the first elapsing over on mat number one. Wilson's got a hold of that leg, but that'll do it for the first. 2-0 Wilson up.
On their feet again to start second period. Single leg attempt by Maine again. Comes through, wants to maybe switch off to the double. Instead, he goes back down to that single leg. Now needs to pop his head out, and we're going to get another quick stalemate. The referee on mat two is not letting him kind of hang in these positions. He's calling quick stalemates, which not always a bad thing because it gets the action going again.
Wilson gives up the escape to Barbish as he was still hanging on, but Barbish was able to turn around and secure that one extra point.
Another fireman's carry attempt here for Maine, trying to secure his second takedown. He's still got the leg, and might be able to get more than that if he can take it. No, he's going to settle for two, but he kept that bottom arm. So 4-0 the lead for Tucker Main. And now he's looking to keep that bottom arm maybe and work a near side tilt to go through the leg, but down a minute 13 to go in the second period. Still has that arm trapped.
Wilson and Barbish still at a stalemate. 2-1 the score there. Minute 10 to go in the second with Wilson up.
And again, neither of them really trying for any shoots here.
Maine settled back in behind here with Replogle. He's got the wrist control on the left side. Now switches off to a tight waist, head and the arm on the left side. But a really good job on top. He's got the two takedowns in this bout. Leads 4-0. Now he runs a crossface. Looking for a crossface cradle on the far side. 24 seconds to go in the period.
Barbish and Wilson kind of trading places over on that far boundary on mat one. They go out of bounds. Still 2-1 Wilson. 33 ticks to talk in the second.
Looking to lock this cradle up. He's running out of time. 8 seconds to go in the period. But we're going to get a stalemate. Now that one I don't understand why you call a stalemate. There's only 6 seconds left. Just let the clock run out. But need some clock awareness there. Restart, tight waist for Maine. And we will finish the period. On to the third we go. Tucker Maine with a 4-0 lead over Replogle.
Likewise here, 2-1 Wilson up as we head into the third, and they're going to go neutral. Wilson here pretty much just playing defense with the flimsy 2-1 lead.
Up to his feet is Maine. He's going to be shoved out of bounds. He started on bottom in this period. Leads 4-0.
Looks like Javion Chambers has picked up a win over on mat 3, and so he advances.
We've got our West Green Pioneer starting on mat 3 now. It's going to be Noah Collins of West Green taking on Austin Kosinovic of Avonworth. WPIL matchup over there. We'll keep an eye on that match as we've got three bouts between either Washington or Green County wrestlers. Tucker Maine still on bottom here in the second period. He's still leading 4-0, and on a takedown is Kosinovic on Collins. He takes a 2-0 lead right off the bat at 114 pounds and lets him back up. It's 2-1.
Still 1 minute to go here in the third as Barnish is running out of time against Wilson. And Wilson doing a good job of playing defense here. Barnish has to think of something here.
Kosinovic, another takedown. And he's up 4-1 on Collins. Maine still on bottom. Minute 25 to go in the third. He gets up to his feet, trying to.
Wilson just got a takedown on Barnish and looking for a last second pin. He's trying to pin the shoulders down on the mat. Barnish just trying to stay alive here.
Collins in a cradle now. He's in trouble on mat 3.
And Wilson's got the fall.
All right.
Fall comes with 17 seconds left in the period, in the third, and Wilson advances with the pin over Henry Barbish.
I think both of those wrestlers are their lone representative for their respective schools, I believe.
For Washington, that's for sure. For Carlinton,
Barbish was the only one.
Yes, that is correct. So Barbish is done. Wilson will continue.
Collins trailing 7-1 now, and now 9-1 after being taken down again by Kosinovic over on mat 3. And Tucker Maine is still leading 4-0 here. I'm not sure the game plan for Replogle on mat 2 because he's been trailing 4-0 this whole period. He hasn't come close to turning Tucker Maine, but I'm guessing he knows he can't. Maybe he just knows he can't take him down to on his feet, so he figures his only opportunity is to turn him. But Maine been defending him pretty well on the bottom. He does get hit with a stall warning. Does I think that's on Maine. Trying to see who's got the... Yeah, Maine was warned for stalling, but he can take a couple of those. Down to 24 seconds to go. Replogle comes up under the arms with the legs in.
Kosinovic just pinned Collins.
Okay, so Collins for West Green is eliminated here. They're down to one wrestler left, and that is Colin White.
So looking up at the mats right now outside of mat 2, which, of course, has Tucker Maine. We'll get to that here after these 12 seconds.
Tucker Maine up to his feet now, 10 seconds to go. He's winning 4-0. And still fighting up top. Hits a standing switch. And time's going to run out, but he's got pretty dominating win here, even though the score is only 4-0 for Tucker Main. He stays alive for the Highlanders. He will advance to the second round of consolations. Let's recap some of those weight classes now that we've gone all the way around. We don't have any other Washington Green County matches coming up, do we?
Not that I see.
All right, we finished. I think I left off at 189, so let's pick up there. We had an 8-0 win for Conrad James Panicero of Bishop McCourt. It went 8-6 over Slayton Williams of Southside. There was a fall for Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry over Shane Remy of Penns Valley. It was Andrew Weaver winning 4-1 over Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Weaver's out of Tyrone. And it was Colton Carlson of Laurel, a 1-0 win over Harrison Muma of Juniata. So it will be in the second round of consolations. Panicero versus Hay, Salvini versus Angelo, Weaver versus Lehue, and Carlson versus Brown. Up at 215 pounds. Consolations, it was a 2-1 win for Tyler Lobb of Machandon Valley over Kyler Claycomb of Bedford. It was a fall for Chase Stuckel of River Valley over Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Andrew McInerney of Jefferson Morgan, a 9-2 winner over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. And James Standish of Albert Gallatin, a 9-4 win over Ryan Audi of Richland. In the next round, it's going to be Lobb versus Dibert, Stuckel versus Somerville, McInerney versus Boylan, and Standish versus West Green's Colin White, who I just mentioned a minute ago. And now 285 pounds to wrap those up. It was Landon Erdman of Huntington winning 6-2 over Lane Piper of Juniata. It was a 1-0 win for Lucas Deloach of Forest Hills over Casey Wilson of Laurel. Joe Wilson of Wash High getting a victory 4-1 over Henry Barbish of Carlinton. And Seton Hale of Bedford winning by fall over Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. So in the next round, it's going to be Erdman versus Bramley, Deloach versus McCoy, and Wilson versus Baronic. That'll be a Washington County matchup. And then Hale versus Beach. And that is all cut up, and now we're wrapped around. Everybody is in the second round of consolations on every mat now. And if we don't have anybody currently, we should probably take this opportunity to step aside real quick. We'll be right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239.
West Virginia University is a place where learning is an adventure, inside and outside. You'll become an innovator, a boundary breaker, an earth shaker. Choose your circle from 30,000 fellow Mountaineers, and choose your path from hundreds of majors and minors. In a community that feels small, and you'll use this to get to class. You'll have room to find your people, your passions, and your purpose. Because we're a place where everyone fits. This is WVU. This is home.
Discover the last frontier, Alaska. Go deep into the wild and see the Big Five. Grizzly bears, moose, caribou, wolf, doll sheep. Explore by train, land, and sea, and feel the rush of calving glaciers. Hike through the majestic mountains, dog sledding, flight seeing, and celebrating the history and culture of this great land. As one of the world's most exhilarating natural wonders, Alaska has so much to offer. Don't wait to explore this bucket list destination. Cruise Planners partners with the best travel companies, so you can enjoy special benefits, rates, and offers like free specialty dining, stateroom upgrades, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, shipboard credits, kids sail free, and more. So no matter how you want to get there, we'll get you there.
I'm Rusty Pettit with Cruise Planners. Call me at 412-770-6511 or visit our website, rocktheboatcruiseandtravel.com, and let's start planning.
Welcome back here to Altoona Russ Pettit, Brandon Rossi, and second round of consolations in Southwest Regionals for AA. I think we've just lost Matt 1 for Matt's live scoring.
It went down for a second.
So you have it back? Because that's not the bout that's going on right now. That is United versus somebody.
That's United and Penns Valley.
Yeah.
Jack Darlington and Joseph Garshnick.
So on Flow, it's still saying it was the Santa Maria versus Britt match, and that's done. So I feel like we've lost two of the four maps. Here we go.
And a side note, too, as in the consolation semis last week, thanks to Bob Gregg, our friend and colleague over at WJPA, Barbish defeated Wilson 5-4 in double overtime in the consolation semis. And today, well, Wilson has his revenge and advances to the next round.
Okay.
But
I don't think we're live on map four either.
Oh boy.
Or are we? No, we are. Okay, but that is Sean Robertson. Okay, I was gonna say it's Fort Cherry. So we got a Washington County wrestler on map four. Sean Robertson at Fort Cherry taking on Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. They are scoreless. But it's not running live, but we'll keep you an eye on there. Yeah, we've lost. I think we might be down on all four mats now. Awesome. It's our job real easy. It's ridiculous. It's always this tournament. I don't know. It just can't run. I don't know what it is. It's just eventually it just shuts down.
So anyways, what I have, Matt 1 is Jack Darlington from Penns Valley and Joseph Garshnick of United.
Mm-hmm.
Matt 2, Jackson Lucas and Jacob Sombrowski from Everett and United, respectively. Matt 3 should be Trendon Willie from Chestnut Ridge and Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford.
That is correct, yep.
And Matt 4 is Giovanni Beatrice from Derry and Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry.
Beatrice just took a 1-0 lead with an escape at Robertson. Right in on a single leg now, tries to come through the back door, switches off to a double. They're in the second period with a minute 39 to go. Draped over the back is Beatrice. And Robertson trying to come out that back door, now settles back down, working on popping his head out, and we're going to get a stalemate. So they'll restart with a minute 22 to go on the clock. Down here on mat number 2, we've got McGuffey wrestler. That is going to be Emmett Wolf of McGuffey taking on Anthony Esposito of Montour. 121 pounds, another single leg by Robertson on mat 4. Got it elevated. Emmett Wolf got a front headlock down here on mat 2, trying to turn the corner on Esposito. Gets that leg. Now he's got a head in the side, maybe looking near side cradle as Emmett Wolf. I think he's got it locked up. Hasn't even been awarded the 2 yet, but he's trying to work on this cradle, and he might have lost it and given up the 2. He's close to it. Still got a head or arm around the head. And they'll go out of bounds. So it looked like Wolf had a short takedown there, but lost that and then almost got taken down himself. So the restart with 29 on the clock. Another friend headlock. This time Wolf comes around again, heading aside. Scoops up that leg again, steps over both legs. Does have the cradle, gets the 2, and now takes it over. And he's going to have to readjust, but looking to take Esposito over to his back. Still working on the cradle. He leads 2-0 and the period comes to an end. What do we got? Oh, we got moved again on which one's that? Mat 4?
Mat 4, slightly. As anyways, 10 seconds left on mat number 4, and advantage right now to Robertson. But it'll still be 1-0 after 2.
Yeah, and Wolf starts the second period on bottom at 2. Beatrice on top. Pump handle tilt attempt here by Beatrice. There's Wolf still down on the mat. Still 1-0 in the third period. Did they start neutral there for Robertson? I think they did, but now he's in. Oh, tried to work a fireman's carry, but couldn't. He lost the arm.
Another matchup just starting on mat three. It's Dylan Slovic coming on for Burgettstown, taking on Chestnut Ridge's Mason Wayant.
All right, all kinds of local action going on here. Wolf still being ridden in halfway through the second period, but he leads 2-0. Robertson needs a takedown over there on mat four. He trails 1-0. They're neutral with a minute 20 to go. Slovic just underway against Wyant. Wolf and Beatrice go out of bounds.
There's a two for Beatrice on four. And he leads 3-0 with just under a minute left in the third. And they go out of bounds.
All right. So up to his feet is Wolf. 34 seconds go. Brought back down to the mat by Beatrice. Now he goes into a Granby roll and wants to turn. Beatrice holding on, but he's getting himself in some trouble if Wolf can step over the leg, and he does. But now Beatrice hanging on to a leg. Wolf very close to getting the reversal here. And he does. So he leads 4-0, 15 seconds to go in the second. And I think that might have locked it up for over there on mat number four for Esposito. That's Beatrice. Beatrice against Robertson. I got mixed up over here. Esposito against Robertson.
Yeah, Beatrice just took him down but didn't get the two yet.
Yeah, he's leading 3-0. So they did award that takedown. There's 22 seconds left in that one. So it's Esposito who trails 4-0 to Wolf. And Slovic is scoreless over there as they start the second on mat two. Mat three, rather, with Wyant. Slovic on bottom to start this period.
So if you're watching on NFHS, it's the bottom half of the screen.
Emmett Wolf on top here to start this third period. He's riding right now against Esposito. There's a Granby Rye Robertson. It gets out to make it 3-1 with 5 seconds left. He's going to run out of time. Only 3 seconds left on the clock. Sean Robertson dives in on a leg, but time will expire. So Beatrice, the winner there over Robertson of Fort Cherry. Now Slovic gets locked up in a cradle right near the edge of the mat on mat three, but they go out of bounds. He still trails, or no, sorry, still scoreless there with a minute 19 to go in the second. And here's Wolf with a headlock now on Esposito. Looking for the fall is Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Looking to be the second Highlander to advance in the second round of consolations today. Into the third round of consolations, rather.
Either way.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant.
To advance out of the second round of consolations.
There's the pin.
There is the fall for Emmett Wolf. So now we're down to Dylan Slovic, the lone Washington County wrestler, currently wrestling. He is still scoreless, a minute two to go in the second period. He started this period on bottom, so looking to score here. What's on mat four? That is Myersdale versus Central Valley. Don Lindsay is Central Valley looking for a fall already in that match.
And it looks like the action on mat number four is almost done, because after this I'm only seeing Indiana Frazier. Of course, that's probably just my flow wrestling.
There is a fall by Lindsay, so he advances. Now they got some guys up over there. I was gonna say there is a 45-minute required break between action for each bout, but we shouldn't run into an issue with that because the first round lasted long enough. But we are getting lots of falls here as we're zipping right through up through 121, 127 pounds on this. What's on mat two right now? That is
mat two is
Indiana and Belfont. Yeah.
Cameron Garcia from Belfont taking on Nico Fanella of Indiana, and it is 2-0 the score.
Wyant has ridden out the second period so far with 17 seconds remaining. Slovic having a hard time getting out from underneath. And I believe it's Wyant's choice in the third period. Slovic trying to get out from underneath, but up to his feet right at the end of the period. Time expires, so Wyant will head to the third period and immediately chooses down. Dylan Slovic
I mean, that's a no-brainer there, given the circumstances. No score. You got to get a point here, and it's starting to feel like the first to get anything is probably going to win that match.
Right off the bat, Slovic chops down the left arm, comes up and ties up a wrist. Now wants to run a wing. He's got the wrist tied up, too. Now up to his feet is Wyatt. Slovic sagging down on the right side. Now it's around the side headlock as well, and he gets hit for stalling for not returning Wyatt to the mat. Now does throw in the leg and breaks him back down with that side headlock, but he's going to have to give up the escape. So 1-0 in favor of Wyatt, minute 24 to go, and Slovic has been hit with stalling. He hits him. Oh, he hit a lateral drop right on the side of the mat, but ran out. He only had 1 foot still in bounds. So they will restart with a minute 21 to go. Slovic trailing by one.
That's just unfortunate there for Slovic. If he was any closer to the middle of the mat, he would have been looking at a 2-1 lead at the minimum.
A single leg now by Wyatt right off the restart. He's in deep, and Slovic is trying to hang on. We get a potentially dangerous hold as Wyatt's arm was getting in a bad position. So they will restart with Slovic trailing 1-0, a minute 6 to go, and he's right in on a single leg, switches off and double, and takes them down for the 2-1 lead with a minute left. Immediately goes to work on the left arm. Chopping down against Slovic is coming up underneath as the quad pod here by Wyatt. Slovic with the cross face and has the arm. Going to keep that for a minute. Thought about a cross face cradle. Now Wyatt, outside leg stand up, gets up to his feet. Already one stall warning as he brings Wyatt down and brought him down right on top of him. Slovic's got to get his hips out from underneath, and he does somehow and stays behind. 22 seconds to go. Ties up the left wrist. Wyatt trying to get up to his feet. Slovic bars the arms, trying to stay down. It gets him down on the side. 13 seconds to go. He throws in a half. 9 seconds remaining. Slovic trying to seal this comeback victory here in the third. 4 seconds to go, and Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown is going to win a tough one by a score of 2-1 over Mason Wyan. He will advance the third round of consolations.
And really, that was just a case of, you know, dominant play in that third period, being able to secure the 4 points and or the 2 points. Would have had four if that takedown was away from that boundary. And great job, you know, just to make up for that and get the points and get the victory for Slovic.
So we've got, I'm trying to look here, we'd have to go through the other screen to see who's live. I don't see any.
Yeah, so
I don't see any Washington or Greene County wrestlers on right now. So we will step aside quickly, be back, and try to recap some weight classes here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Altoona. Sipping through the second round of consolations. We'll recap 107 pounds for you. It was Bryce Anderjack of Quaker Valley with a 15-0 technical fall over Owen Bluehost of Westmont Hilltop. It was Javion Chambers of Highlands winning 4-3 over White Long of Belfont. 4-0 decision for McGuffey's Tucker Main over Aiden Replogle of Northern Bedford. And winning by fall was Dakota Santa Marina of Tussie Mountain over DeLon Britt of Bishop McCourt. So in the fourth round of consolations, which is the blood round, basically, to get you into the consolation semis, if you win that bout, you will finish the lesson six and punch your ticket to Hershey. It's going to be Anderjack versus Chambers and Main versus Santa Maria. Up at, I think we can recap a couple of these weight classes, I think. So up at 114 pounds, winning by fall was Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth over Noah Collins of West Green. Caden Judas of Bald Eagle Area with 6-2 victory over Brady Kostick of Richland. And it was Jacob Sombronski of United, 17-2 technical fall win over Jackson Lucas of Everett. And winning by fall was Eric Carlisle, Penns Valley over Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center. So in the third round of fourth round of consolations, that's going to be Austin Kosanovic versus Caden Judas, and then it'll be Sombrowski versus Carlisle up to 121. It was Giovanni Beatrice of Derry with a 3-1 win over Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey wins by fall over Anthony Esposito of Montour. Joseph Garshnick of United winning by fall over Jack Darlington of Penns Valley. And Wyatt Klaus of Northern Bedford, a 7-1 win over Trenton Willie of Chestnut Ridge. So in the next round of consolations, it'll be Wolf versus Beatrice and Klaus versus Garshnick.
We can also recap 127.
All right. So winning by fall was Don Lindsay of Central Valley over Jared Geiger of Myersdale. Also winning by fall, Julian Bertucci of Burl over Brett Klim of Derry. Dylan Slovak of Burgerstown just won a tight 1-2-1 over Mason Wyatt of Chestnut Ridge. And Nico Fennell of Indiana, 11-0 win over Cameron Garcia of Belfont. So the next round, it'll be Bertucci versus Lindsay and Slovak versus Fennella.
And the current bouts out on the mats right now, mat one, Dustin Kerr of Hampton taking on Jake Stewart of Burl, is 3-0 in favor of Kerr. Mat 2 is Remington Fleck of Tyrone taking on Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. And Fleck has a 2-0 lead there. Mat 3, it's Tide Mickelt from Central Martinsburg taking on Anthony Orlandini of Montour. It is 6-0 over there. Give the edge to Orlandini. And on mat number 4, it is Elizabeth Ford's Lucas Boyer taking on Somerset's Colin Wood. Put the score 4-0 in favor of Boyer. So those are the wrestlers out right now. And in terms of Washington County, Green County, I am not seeing anybody on deck or in the hole. Oh, I see Rudy Brown in the hole on mat 4, but he's got a little bit ways to go yet.
All right.
Unless I'm missing something, which I don't think I am, and I'm not. Got blood time over on mat 3.
Yeah, that is Central Mountain and Montour. Orlandini from Montour, I believe, is the one they're attending to for the blood time.
And we apologize also for if we're, you know, not getting the information out as quickly as we would have hoped. But, again, we're working with the resources that we have right now, and unfortunately all of the live stats are down on all of the computers for all the mats, I should say. So we're working on getting information as quickly as we can. We have a victory here by decision on mat 2 for Remington Fleck of Tyrone over Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley as the Tyrone fans erupt over on the near side to our right from us. And up next, Braden Lasowski from Penns Valley against Noah Weaver from Belfont. So Remington Fleck moves on in the consolations.
Orlandini back at it over there on mat number four for Montour. He actually has a 6-1 lead in that bout. Or at mat three, rather, over Fade Mickle of Central Martinsburg. Now on mat two is Belfont's Noah Weaver taking on Braden Liskowski of Penns Valley. They're scoreless in the first period.
Mat 3 just wrapped up between Mickle and Orlandini. So up next, Longhi and Swisher. Longhi from Mount Pleasant, Swisher from Belfont. The winner of that match will get Fleck in the next round.
Getting ready to start on mat number 1 is going to be Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon taking on Aiden Burford of Highlands. WPIL matchup down here to our left. And now on mat number 3, we've got another WPI wrestler, Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant, taking on Ezra Swisher of Belfont. Longhi tries to throw Swisher by from the front headlock position. Now they'll get back up to their feet.
Winner of Waitman and Burford will take on the winner of Boyer and Wood. That's happening over on mat 4 as we speak. Fleck awaits the winner of Longhi and Swisher. That match taking place on mat 3, and blood time is called with no score in the first.
All right. Yeah, Longhi's match stopped as well, and that's one you were talking about. Mat 1, we got fall potential here.
There's a 3 and near fall.
It was Waitman of Bell Vernon taking on
Aiden Burford.
Burford out of Highlands. And looks like Burford a little bit shaken up there. Going to take a break. What do we got coming up on mat 4?
Mat 4.
It's going to be. Oh, you got it. Go ahead.
Following Boyer and Wood, we have Nate Fleck of Phillipsburg Osceola taking on Jameson Paclembo of Mount Pleasant. In the hole, Caden McCauley from United will take on Burgettstown's Rudy Brown. That'll be the consolations at 152.
All right. So we will. Let's step aside real quick and give some more time to our sponsors, and we'll be right back here. We'll have you ready for Rudy Brown's match on mat number 4 on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Wow. Welcome back here. Just getting caught and pinned over there on mat number three was Joseph Longhi of Mount Pleasant by Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. So Longhi's tournament will come to an end here in this round.
And Swisher will move on to take on Fleck from Tyrone in the next round of consolations.
Rook Smith of Montour is coming up against Mason Reese of Bald Eagle Area over there on that map. I wonder if we can wrap up 133 yet. Yes, we can. Okay, so 133, second round of consolations. It was Anthony Orlandini of Montour with an 8-1 win over Thade Mickle of Central Martinsburg. And it was Hunter Forcellini of Forest Hills winning 7-2 over Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle Area. It was Tyler Clark winning 8-1. He's out of Fraser over Carter Putt of Indiana. And Dustin Kerr of Hampton, an 8-1 winner over Jake Stewart of Burl. So the next round is going to be Orlandini versus Forcellini and Clark versus Kerr.
And the last of the 139 constellations over on mat number one, Waitman and Burford. And Waitman's got a 6-2 advantage with 20 seconds left in the second.
Okay. What do we got here on mat number two? This is...
Mat number two is Braden Lasowski and Noah... No, that's not it. That's Gabe Lilly from Elwood City taking on Jaden Imler of Chestnut Ridge.
Okay. Still waiting on Rudy Brown's match. Coming up on mat four there. Currently stopped for blood time over there. Action goes out of bounds on mat one between Waitman and Burford.
Yeah, Waitman, as the kids would say, escorted him out the club.
Yes. Waitman's winning that bout 6-2 with 11 seconds to go in the second period. Gets up to his feet and then turns around as Burford drops in on a double leg to return him back down to the mat. Time will expire, though, head to the third.
So 6-2 in favor of Waitman as Lucas Boyer from Elizabeth Ford waits in the next round.
Rook Smith of Montour up 4-0 over on mat number three against Mason Reese of Bald Eagle. And Rook Smith looking for a fall now. Has a half in pretty deep on Reese. Got the near fall, looks like. Now just working for the fall.
And on mat four, Nate Fleck up 5-0 over Jameson Paclembo of Mount Pleasant. And Smith just took Reese down well out of bounds. Yeah. And Reese comes up shaken up.
His shin hit that pole that's holding up the little rope barrier over there. And I understand they want to keep people off the mats, but that's a disaster waiting to happen, to be honest.
It's so close to the mat that you're just asking for it.
And there it was. He got rolled right into it. The shin just took it, but he's back up on his feet, trailing.
Now,
I think it's 7-0. That scoreboard has a weird thing with that one number on the right side. It can't show a 7. It's like it shows it as a 1. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it looks like it's the second period. Over on mat number one, Giovanni Waitman has a 7-4 lead. He's got Burford locked up. Now 9-4 with
just about a minute remaining in the third, so it looks like Waitman is moving on, unless Burford can pick up 6 points in the final minute. And Waitman will take on Boyer in the next round of the Consolations. Rook Smith now up 7-0 on Matt 3. Just starting the third over Bald Eagles' Mason Reese. Matt 2, it's a 6-2 lead for... Is that Immler?
Which Matt you're looking at? Yeah, down here on Matt 2?
Yes.
Yes, that is Immler of Chestnut Ridge.
Oh, Rook. Now he finds himself on his back over on Matt 3. Turn of events here is Mason Reese. Look at, oh, and just as I say that, Rook is able to flip him over. All kinds of crazy action on Matt 3. It's 9-0 on the scoreboard, but I don't know. I feel like Reese had to get some points out of that exchange. But
Matt 4, Jamison Paclembo just picked up the win. So Rudy Brown and Kaden McCauley up next.
All right. Waitman's going to win his match, advance for Bell Vernon on mat one.
So recapping the consolation of eight, Remington Fleck 2-0 over Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley, and Ezra Swisher 2-0 over Joseph Longhi by fall at 2:32. Giovanni Waitman with the victory over Aiden Burford. He moves on, as does Lucas Boyer with a 10-0 major decision over Colin Wood. So next round will be Remington Fleck taking on Ezra Fisher, and then Lucas Boyer versus Giovanni Waitman in the next round of the 139 Consolations.
Rudy Brown, scoreless here to start with Caden McCauley of United. McCauley got in on a single, round fighting it off the Whizzer. Near the edge of the mat, 25 seconds ago in the first period. And they roll out of bounds. Still 17 on the clock. Oh, and something happened to Brown. He comes up.
Uh-oh.
Actually, he's going to get some injury time here on the near side. They kind of rolled over each other out of bounds, and Burgerstown coaches go out to look. I'm not sure if it's his back maybe or not, the way he kind of winced. I want to speculate, so they'll take a look at him.
Looking at 145 thus far, all but one of the matches have been decided, and the other one looks like is going to get decided, so we'll recap that. In the consolations, Braden Lasowski with a 6-0 decision over Noah Weaver from Bellefonte. Lasowski out of Penns Valley. Major decision victory for Jamison Paclembo, 10-0 over Phillipsburg Osceola's Nate Fleck. And right here on mat number two, just wrapping up, Gabe Lilly trailing. Gabe Lilly from Elwood City trailing Jaden Immler from Chestnut Ridge, 8-5. There's 5 seconds left in the third. And then in...
Right, they cut the injury time to Brown.
And then Rook Smith with a fall over Mason Reese. Smith out of Montour, Reese out of Bald Eagles. So the next round of the consolations in 145 will be Braden Lasowski from Penns Valley against Jamison Paclembo of Mount Pleasant. And Rook Smith of Montour looks like will take on Immler from
Brown,
Chestnut Ridge.
Single leg switches to the double, and now counter there by McCauley. Able to come around and... Time expires as he was trying to get a leg attack of his own going. We're going to go to the second period scoreless. Brown did take some injury time there, but looks to be back up on his feet now. It's going to be McCauley taking the bottom position to start this second period. Granby attempt by McCauley, and he's going to roll right out and get the escape. So he leads 1-0. Color tie up here is trying to get to the legs is Rudy Brown. Can't get there, so they'll stand back up. Snap down by McCauley. Wrist control there. Brown comes up to his defense and
they'll head back to the center of the mat. Rudy Brown shoots in on a double leg. Head to the outside. This time he's got to step over. Getting close here. Needs to take his time and climb up here and should be able to secure the two. Now he's got it. And he leads 2-0 nearly halfway through the second. Or sorry, 2-1 nearly halfway through the second period. Now he rolls up that right wrist. We're going to head out of bounds. 59 seconds to go in the second period. Brown will have choice in the third period. Another Granby roll. This time Brown stays with him and tries to keep a leg in. Bit of a scramble here as McCulley tries to come around, but Rudy still has that leg in on the left side. And McCulley grabs the single leg, but Brown flattens him back out with the ankle. Now goes to work on a wrist. Flattens him out, comes up underneath the arm, wants to run a half on the far side. And he's got the wrist tied up on the right side. Posting up the leg is McCulley. Brown looking for maybe the opportune time to jump that half and go the other way with it. But now goes back to a two-on-one wrist tie-up. 17 seconds to go in the short, or in the what's left of the second period. They roll out of bounds. They'll restart with 14 on the clock.
Mat number one matchup getting underway. It's Penns Valley's Ethan Federoff against Tussie Mountain's Ezra Massoud.
Another roll attempt by McCulley, but this time Brown stays right with him again. And he will finish riding out the second period. So he leads 2-1. He'll head to the third, and he will take the down position to start the third.
And Rudy Brown came in as the number one seed in the 152-pound bracket, 43-4 coming into the tournament, but was upset in the quarterfinals by Ty Watson of Penns Valley, and thus will look to at least make his way up in the consolation bracket.
Sitting out, turning in now, headhunting here is Brown, and he's got McCulley really high, and he's going to be out and around for the two-point reversal. He leads 4-1 now. Minute 35 remaining in regulation. Now he's got him turned and looking for near fall and maybe even a fall. Rudy Brown gets the fall. And he will advance for Burgettstown. That is going to bring up on mat four will be Grady Clark of Huntington taking on Andrew Mardula of Penn Cambria.
On deck on mat three will be Indiana's Will Turner against Jefferson Morgan's Chase Fromelli.
We're in the third period there, so we will get you ready for that here in short order.
Bad matchup happening right now over on mat three is Ben Cotullo of Burl taking on Alan Thanner of Hampton. And it's a 1-0 edge for Danner. That's the consolation in 152. We know Rudy Brown's going ahead. He got the pinfall victory. And Rudy Brown will take on Jackson Long of Belfont, who won via fall over Alex Willie of Riverview in 2:22. Finally on mat two, the 145 consolation wrapping up. As Jaden Immler concludes the second part of consolations with a victory over Gabe Lilly of Elwood City, and Immler gets Rook Smith from Montour in the next round of the consolations.
Did you wrap up the 139
just
already?
Just did.
You did 30, so we can do 45 now, it looks like.
I just wrapped up.
Oh, you did 45
yes.
as well. Okay. All right, awesome.
Yeah, I'm just kind of filling in the blanks as we're going on here.
Good deal. All right. What do we got down here on mat number two? This is... Highlands Kyron Veasley taking on Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. So WPIL matchup on mat two.
Winner of that matchup will take on the winner of the matchup over on mat three between Cthulhu and Danner, which is in the waning seconds. 11 seconds now. It's 4-2 for Danner. And Danner can just run the clock out, and he will. So Alan Danner with the victory over Ben Cthulhu, and Danner moves on to the next round of the consolations. He gets either Veasley or Shawless that Rusty just mentioned. They're wrestling now on mat number two, and up next on mat three, Will Turner from Indiana against Jefferson Morgan's Chase Fermelli.
Fermelli to stay alive here. Qualified for the state tournament last year, but was injured here and wasn't able to compete. He was fighting some injuries late in the season last year. He got himself healthy, and then all of a sudden, I think he got sick or something like the night before. It was like they thought they were past the injury, and then boom, the night before he wasn't able to compete. But he's still looking to make it back. He's in on a takedown attempt here. Takes a quick 2-0 lead right off the jump over Will Turner of Indiana. Nice attack from his feet, now tying up some wrists. And this is Turner trying to get up to his feet, and Fermelli lets him go. 25 seconds left in the period. Nice fireman's carry again. This time he wants to take him right to his back, and he does. Fermelli looking for the fall. And he gets it. 54 seconds on the fall for Jefferson Morgan's Chase Fermelli.
Impressive victory for Fermelli on mat number three as he advances with a quick pin over Will Turner. And Fermelli will await the winner. Of Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights and Logan Baker of Somerset. That matchup will be on mat two. And at the conclusion of this matchup right now between Kyron Veasley and Greg Shawless. That matchup in the second with a 5-0 lead for Shawless over Veasley.
You got a couple guys coming up here from Best Center and also from Fort Cherry. So before we get to that, we're going to step aside real quick. Be right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back here to Altoona. We are in the second round of consolations.
And after that, we'll have the semifinals. Not sure if they'll take a break or not.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe give us a little bit of a breather. But we're, I'd say, slightly over halfway through this round. What was the last weight that we updated? Was it
I believe 45? It was 45. Let me double check and make sure if I got 52. Well, there's still one match to be decided. And that is between Kyron Beasley and Greg Shawless. That matchup is at the end of the second. It is 7-1 Shawless. So if that stays the way it is, then Shawless advances to take on Alan Danner of Hampton, as Danner defeated Ben Cotullo of Burrell 4-2. On the other side of that bracket, Jackson Long with a pinfall in 222 over Alex Wiley of Riverview. And Rudy Brown from Burgettstown gets the fall over Caden McCauley from United at 343. So that's where we're at for 152 in the consolation, still waiting on the finishing touches on mat number two. So far, in at least what we have on the mats as we speak, once I can get this refreshed, mat one is Luke Uplinger of Huntington taking on Corey Marsalko of Forest Hills. It is 2-0 for Marsalko. And, of course, the aforementioned Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant leading Kyron Beasley of Highlands, 7-1. That has a minute 13 to go in the third. Mat 3, Dominic Fanella of Indiana taking on Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt. And looks like McMullen has an 8-2 lead after what looks like the second period. It's hard to tell from up here. And on mat number 4, Huntington's Grady Clark taking on Penn Cambria's Andrew Mardula. It is 5-1. They're currently in a blood time or an injury timeout. I think someone was throwing up there. They brought the garbage can over.
That's never a good sign.
And once again, the score 5-1. That is in favor of Grady Clark of Huntington.
All right.
And Washington County, Greene County on deck. Mat 4, Braden Taggart will take on George Campbell of Glendale, Taggart out of Bentworth. Mat 3 will have Jacob Lahue of Beth Center taking on Andrew Weaver of Tyrone. That's up next. Mat 2, Anthony Salvini is in the hole, so he won't be next. He'll be the one after. He takes on Frazier's Jackson Angelo. And no Washington of Greene County on mat 1.
All right.
At least as of on deck and in the hole.
Time finishes the second period on mat number one for Luke Uplinger of Huntington, leading 4-1 over Corey Marsalko of Forest Hills.
Mat two just finished up. Shawless just won over Beasley, so Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant advances to take on Alan Danner of Hampton in the next round of the consolations.
That means we can wrap up 52 then.
Just wrap that up just now. So the next round will be Jackson Long and Rudy Brown. And Alan Danner versus Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. So now on mat two is Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights versus Logan Baker of Somerset. After that matchup, we'll have Anthony Salvini taking on Jackson Angelo.
Oh, we got mat one here for the fall. And getting it is Marsalko of Forest Hills. He came back and that, or no, he was winning. Sorry, he had the lead in that one. and he pins Luke Uplinger of Huntington.
Jacob Lehue taking the mat now for his matchup against Andrew Weaver. And that matchup underway.
Going to bring up Dylan Stevens of United taking on Colton Huffman of Conemaugh Township on mat one now. Got two mats stopped for blood time. They're doing the tape job on mat four. That's never comfortable. That's on, I think that's Penn Cambria's Andrew Mardullo is getting taped up over there.
I'll say this, it doesn't look comfortable. As over on mat three, Leahy's got control right now.
All right. He's taking on Andrew Weaver of Tyrone. He's got a, well, they haven't awarded the two yet, and they roll out of bounds, so he's still not going to get the two. 15 seconds to go in the first period. This is Jacob Lehue.
Jacob Lehue coming into the tournament, 31-9, the fourth place finisher out of District 7, the WPIAL. Andrew Weaver, the 13th seed in the tournament. He was the fourth place finisher out of District 6. Had a record coming into the tournament with at 38-8. No score after one now, as Lehue will go down to start the second.
Andrew McEnany is going to be in the hole on that same deck. As Lehue up to his feet, tries to work on the wrists, and does get away for the escape. So he leads 1-0 as they go out of bounds. 8 seconds into the second period. Lehue shoots it on a leg, but then a counter shot by Weaver. They head towards the edge. Out of bounds. 1:26 to go in the second period. Lehue up by one with the escape in the second period. Collar tie up for Lehue. Now tries a duck under, can't get past the defense. We had a fall on mat four. That was Grady Clark of Huntington winning by fall over Andrew Mardullo of Penn Cambria.
So up next will be George Campbell of Glendale against Braden Taggart from Bentworth.
All right. And mats three and four now. A couple Washington County wrestlers, Bentworth and Beth Center. And we had a stalemate on mat number three for Lehue. They'll restart. 52 seconds still on the clock. 1-0 Lehue.
Taggart and Campbell about set, and off they go on mat number four. Winner of this matchup gets Corey Marsalko of Forest Hills, who defeated Luke Uplinger of Huntington 7-1, or excuse me, by fall in 4:04.
Wow, the single leg shot by Weaver getting really deep, but a great job by Lehue to spin around behind and get the takedown. He leads 3-0. Taggart underway on mat four. They're still scoreless 18 seconds in. Then now Lehue has a wing and a bar. He's trying to turn Weaver, and he did, but I think he might have done it too quickly. Now they're going to try to – oh, he runs out of time. He was going to be able to pull him back over, but no near – oh, they did give two near fall. Two near fall, so 5-0 lead for Lehue. Taggart taking on Campbell out of Glendale. Granby attempt off the whistle for Weaver to start the third period, and he's going to try to come around for a reversal, and he does. So it's 5-2.
Over on mat four, no score as Weaver and Lehue.
Lehue gets an escape.
That's Campbell and Taggart. And they're going to go, or rather, Taggart's going to go down to start the second.
Neutral position here, 6-2 in favor of Lehue. Minute 32 left in the bout. Weaver shoves Lehue out of bounds and will restart with 1:26 on the clock. Oh, single leg shot by Lehue, and he's going to swing Weaver down and get the takedown. He's up 8-2 now. Commanding lead for Jacob Lehue in the third period.
Still no score on mat four, but Campbell has kind of stayed on top of Taggart the whole time. Doesn't really have any positioning. Stalling is called on Taggart.
Now Lehue really working on the wrist of Weaver. Down to 48 seconds to go here with the 8-2 lead. Well, Taggart got turned. Giving up near fall, looks like.
Still no points for Campbell on mat four.
I think he's got three near fall coming, though. It looks like the referee was holding three fingers there for the near fall.
Well, if he didn't have it before, he's probably got it now. Trying to turn him. He's got him on his back. And there's the fall. George Campbell pins Braden Taggart at 2:20 in the second. So Taggart is done, but Lehue still has a commanding lead over Andrew Weaver on mat three. 10 seconds left in the third, and looks like Lehue's going to secure it. Clock stops at six.
He got hit for stalling for hanging onto the legs there, but that's not going to matter. He's gonna win this one. Right now the score is 8-2 with 6 seconds left. See if it finishes that way. What do we get on mat two? That is Fort Cherry and Frazier. That's what I thought. All right, so we got a Fort Cherry wrestler down here. That's Salvini on mat number two. And that is the victory for Lehue. He wins it 8-2 over on mat three, so he advances for the Bulldogs. On mat number two, we've got Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry taking on Jackson Angelo of Frazier. WPIL matchup down here. Salvini, of course, the Washington County wrestler. He's scoreless right now.
And once the Salvini match wraps up, we'll give you an update on 160. On deck on mat one, Colin White of West Green takes on Albert Gallatin's James Standish. Again, that's on deck on mat one. Salvini and Angelo scoreless after one. There's the pin. So now we're going to get Standish and White.
All right, it's Colin White of West Green. A couple Washington and Green County wrestlers out here. Mats one and two. Salvini and Angelo are scoreless after one. Angelo takes down to start the second, up to his feet right away. Salvini still in control, but going to be close to an escape here. And there's the one-point escape for Angelo. As Colin White gets underway on mat one, taking on James Standish of Albert Gallatin. So this is another WPIL matchup.
Got another WPIL match on mat three. Colton Carlson of Laurel taking on Brady Brown of Derry.
Colin White, the lone pioneer wrestler, still in the tournament here, looking to advance. He gets in on a double leg, but stopped by the defense there of Standish. Now he does get around behind for two.
Angelo just got a two on Salvini.
All right. He leads 3-0 there with a minute 12 in the second. Colin White with 30 seconds to go in the first. Flattens Standish out. Let's tie up a wrist. Salvini trying to get out from underneath on bottom of mat two. Needs to score here if he's going to keep himself in this. He'll have choice in the third, but he trails by three right now.
Salvini almost got out, but they ran out of real estate, so they'll restart with 32 seconds to go. Colin White takes a 2-0 lead into the second period over Standish. Well, our camera's all right still. Looks to be.
Look good from here, at least from what I see.
On their feet to start the second period between White and Standish. White in. That was an underhook there. Now a body lock. Trying to hand fight here with Standish. Standish uses that to try to get in on a leg, but White cross faces and get around for two. He leads 4-0. Salvini not able to get out from underneath here, and he's going to get ridden out for the rest of this period. He trails 3-0 heading to the third. I think if you're Salvini, you probably choose neutral, maybe. But you need the points, so tough decision coming up. He is going to take neutral.
That's probably a case where you kind of have to there. Because if you go down, then you're risking going down 4, and then you'd need really 2 takedowns or a takedown and a near fall to really have a chance here.
Salvini in on the double leg, but getting his hips down is Angelo. Now Salvini switches off to the single leg, head to the inside, trying to work his way up. Angelo trying to fight, keep him down.
Just had a pin on mat 3. As I believe it was Colton, or that it was Brady Brown of Derry getting the pin. It was.
That's going to bring up a Jefferson Messler at wrestler. I think that's Adam McEnany coming up there on mat 4.
He takes on Burrell's Luke Boylan. So another WPIL matchup. I thought camera 4 just went out, but it didn't.
They stood up in front of it. So, all right, so now we are 3 matches here with either Green or Washington County wrestlers. Colin White still leading 4-0 in the second. He's riding on top. McEnany underway against the Burrell wrestler now on mat number 3. He's in on a single leg. And trying to finish this and get around behind, but he finds himself on his back. Well, he rolls off the back, but he's going to get taken down for the 2-point takedown by Boylan.
You're just trying to switch it up there on mat 3 and ended up costing him points.
So it's 3-0 still in favor of Angelo over Salvini on mat 2. 30 seconds to go in this bout. Salvini needing points quickly, otherwise the Fort Cherry Wrestlers tournament will come to an end. McEnany trying to get an escape. He's got 15 seconds left in this first period.
White's got the advantage on mat 1. They're going to go up 4-1 after 2. And there's the whistle for that.
And that'll be the end of the first period for Boylan leading McEnany 2-0. They will start neutral in the second period. And it is Angelo defeating Salvini on mat number 2. So that will do it for Anthony Salvini's tournament. It's going to bring up Chase Stuckel of River Valley taking on Nick Summersville of Penn Cambria, and then we're going to have Joe Wilson in the hole after that on mat 2. Another 2-point takedown for Boylan on mat 3. He leads 4-0 now. Colin White leading 4-1 now on mat number 1. He's being ridden here in the third period. Getting high is Standish. White trying to shake him off. And he does try to pop out the back. He's going to get the reversal and take a 6-1 lead now with 1:24 to go in the match.
4-0 on mat 3 for Luke Boylan as he's on top of McEnany. So, again, for Washington and Green County fans, we're looking at the left side of the screen, mat 1 and mat 3.
And McEnany on bottom, really not able to get out from underneath at all here in the second after he got taken down again. Flattened out. But on the other side on mat 1, Colin White in control, 6-1. Now flattens out Standish again. Now McEnany getting turned by Boylan. And he's got that happen pretty deep. Adam McEnany in trouble.
Give me that three near fall. Here it comes.
And Boylan looking for the fall.
He's got it. So Adam McEnany's tournament will come to an end for Jefferson Morgan. And that leaves Chase Fermelli, the lone rocket, still remaining in the tournament.
Colin White, though, looks like he will remain in the tournament for West Green. He's up 6-1 in the final 14 ticks. And he's all over his opponent, Standish.
He will advance to the next round of consolations. He does get hit for stalling right there at the end, but that's not going to matter. And after this, he'll need one more victory to qualify for the state tournament for the Pioneers.
Just got a pinfall victory on mat 4. As Howard Brambley of Everett pins Landon Erdman of Huntington. And mat 4 looks like is all done. At least for the time being.
Yeah, man.
Colin White just picked up the win, so he's moving on.
I think we have time to wrap up some stuff maybe till Wilson. What was the last mat? What was the last weight class we recapped? Was it 52?
52, yeah, so we're on 60.
So 160 pounds, it was Ethan Federoff of Penns Valley winning 5-4 over Ezra Masood of Tussie Mountain. It was Grady Clark of Huntington winning 9-2 over Andrew Mardula of Penn Cambria. And winning by fall was Chase Fermelli of Jefferson Morgan over Will Turner of Indiana. And it was Logan Baker of Somerset winning 8-4 over Marshall Eckenrode of Cambria Heights. So in the next round, it's going to be Federoff versus Clark and Fermelli versus Baker. 172 pounds. It was winning by fall, George Campbell of Glendale over Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Corey Morsalko of Forest Hill wins 7-1 over Luke Uplinger of Huntington. It was Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt defeating Dominic Finella of Indiana 14-4. And it was Dylan Stevens of United winning 11-8 over Colton Huff in Oconomowoc Township. So in the next round, it's going to be Campbell versus Marsalko and McMullen versus Stevens. Up at 189 pounds, it was Conrad James Penicero of Bishop McCourt winning 14-1 over Trace Hay of Berlin Brothers Valley. Jackson Angelo Frazier defeating Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry 3-0. Jacob Lehue of Best Center defeating Andrew Weaver of Tyrone 8-2. And winning by fall was Brady Brown of Derry over Colton Carlson of Laurel. So the next round is Panacero versus Angelo and Lehue versus Brown. 215 pounds, still one bout remaining there.
That's at two, it's a mat two rather.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have a little bit of time before Joe Wilson's match here comes up on mat number one. So let's step aside real quick on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And we are back at Altoona High School. Rusty Pettit and Brandon Rossi. And we are wrapping up the second round of consolations. We got one more Washington County wrestler remaining. And that, or actually two, sorry. Joe Sobronix. And he is actually
coming up next on this bout of mat two after, which is just coming to an end, I believe.
We timed that out perfect then, huh?
Yeah, that was Chase Stuckel of River Valley and Nick Summersville of Pencambria. And I'm trying to...
That is...
Pencambria was the winner. I think that was Summerville winning that bout, so...
Yes, it was.
That is going to bring up Joe Wilson of Washington against Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown. So, Washington County matchup here. Wash High and Burgettstown. Prexies versus the Blue Devils. Guys came all the way to Altoona to wrestle each other.
Instead of...
Oh, that happens.
Instead of, you know, Peters Township or something.
Somewhere right in the middle, yeah. Met halfway, but...
It's a little, I mean, technically it's halfway. It's the same distance.
That's true. They start off here. Not good to see. I'm assuming Baronic was the higher finisher last week, I believe, correct? I don't know if they squared off in that tournament. I'm sure they have in the past. But.
Baronic was the third place finisher.
Right. Wilson comes in, power in, kind of takes a page out of Baronic's book and tries to come in with that underhook.
And Wilson was the six.
All right.
Coming in as well to the tournament, Baronic was 36-8. Was the seventh seed coming into the tournament, and Joe Wilson, 20-8. And was the 13 seed coming into the Southwest Regional.
Wilson tries to get underneath the arms of Baronic again, but they will finish the period scoreless. It's going to be Baronic's choice. He will take down.
Only other action on mat number one as Baronic and Wilson are back in action.
And it's going to be Baronic taking bottom to start this period. Wilson so far stays on top. Tight waist and grabs an ankle now as Baronic tries to get up to his feet. Quad pod, and actually Wilson's just going to let him go. So. Trying to find our schedule of events here. Head out of bounds. Stops clock with 1:17 to go. Baronic leading 1-0 with that escape.
Baronic is 5-0 all time against Wilson. Looking to make it 6-0 and advance further into the consolation bracket with a chance for the state tournament on the line.
Now Baronic comes in with the underhook, tries to push in. Still 1-0, 45 seconds remaining in the second period. It'll be Wilson's choice in the third.
Seconds left, and really now Baronic's just playing defense. And
Another match finished on mat one. So the schedule... is this. So we've got the Constellation Round 2 running on four mats. Estimated start time for the semifinals and Constellation Round 3 is not until 12:30. So we might have a significant break here. We will keep the broadcast running.
That is assuming that we don't have any technical difficulties like we did earlier, right?
Yes. Yeah, that is the plan. Baronic powers into... We're going to stall warning on Wilson. 3 seconds remaining in the second period. I think they're announcing like a 50-50 winner. I was trying to see if they were giving us an updated time. Well, listen, like I said, scheduled time is 12:30 for the semifinals, but we will listen to see if they update that.
Well, hey, here's the good news, too. They have time to work on whatever the issues are with Flow Wrestling.
I don't know that that'll happen.
I don't think so either, but...
Bronick in on the single leg, and he's going to get a takedown. In the third period, he leads 3-0, 1:45 to go, and immediately chops down on the arm and breaks Wilson down flat on the mat.
And that's huge, too, for Bronick. You know, going on the opposite side, Wilson was trying to get the 1 point at least to tie the match, but Bronick instead just had other ideas and was able to take him down and secure the 3-point edge.
Back. He's looking for the fall now. He just turned him right over, and Baronic's going to get the fall. He eliminates Joe Wilson from watch high. He's going to offer to help him up here. Good show of sportsmanship for the two Washington County wrestlers. So Bronick advances, and we'll be able to wrap that up. And then, let's step aside real quick. We'll come back and wrap up those last couple weight classes, and maybe by then we'll hear if we've had any updated time, if we're sticking to the schedule. We'll be right back here on Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country, Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
All right, back here at Altoona High School, we'll wrap up 215 pounds, second round of consolations. It was Reese Dibert of Northern Bedford winning 2-0, or winning by fall rather, over Tyler Lobb of Shannon Valley. It was a 2-1 victory for Nick Somerville of Pencambria over Chase Stuckel of River Valley. Winning by fall was Luke Boylan of Burl over Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. And winning 6-1 victory was Colin White of West Green over James Standish of Albert Gallatin. So the next round is going to be Dibert versus Somerville and Boylan versus White. Up at 285 pounds. Second round of consolations. Winning by fall was Howard Bramley of Everett over Landon Erdman of Huntington. 4-2 decision for Jonah McCoy of Westmont Hilltop over Lucas Deloche of Forest Hills. Well, just now winning by fall with Joseph Baronick over of Burgettstown over Joe Wilson of Washington, and Seton Hale of Bedford over Brock Beach of Northern Bedford by a score of 5-1. So in the next round of consolations, it will be Bramley versus McCoy and Baronick versus Hale. And just a real quick look at the team score. After those two rounds of consolations, Bishop McCourt, still the commanding lead, 115.5 points in first place. Bentworth, still in second place. They have four wrestlers remaining, all of them in the semifinals. Chestnut Ridge, Bentworth has 49 points. Chestnut Ridge at 45. Burl behind at 47.5. Burl behind them at 46.5. United rounds out the top five, 45.5. Right behind them is Burgettstown at 44.5 points. They have five wrestlers left, two in the semis, three still wrestling back in consolations. Other Washington and Greene County schools, we got McGuffey at 28.5 points at 16th place, one in the semis, and it's Lucas Barr, two wrestling back in consolations. And we've got Fort Cherry with one wrestler left in the semis. That's Braden Welsh. They are 23rd place at 21 points.
Beth Center at 17 points is in 27th place. Two wrestlers left, one in the semis, one in consolations. West Green with one wrestler left there, 31st place, 15 team points. Colin White is wrestling back in consolations. Chartres Houston has one wrestler left in the semis. They are 13 team points. We've got Jefferson Morgan at 11 team points. They have one wrestler left in consolations. And where are we here? Washington. We just had their lone wrestler was eliminated in Wilson. They finished with 4 team points on the tournament. I believe that is it for the team standings, giving you all the Washington and Greene County scores there. But, yeah, they did confirm 12:30 is the start for the semifinals and the next round of consolations. So we are going to step aside. We're going to leave the broadcast up and running, but we will be back here on greensports.net and WJPA to get you ready for the semifinals just before 12:30. See you back here in a bit.